I can no longer wait for you. You are marked for me. It is time to fulfill your purpose. Your flesh has not forgotten. There is no time for your confusion. The cost of entering your dream is steep. Though every word from you is a treasure. Listen to me. Listen. You have a destiny to fulfill. It is written on your body. The symbol with no end and no beginning. Endless and eternal, the way love should be. Yes, the mark on your graceful forearm. I am waiting for you. We have a bond that demands reunion. You have felt it. When you gaze up at the stars and feel small. When your hand touches your cold bed and you long for another. It sings through your bones. Find me. Our time grows short. You bolt upright in your bed, awake and alert, clutching at the threads of a dream that slip through your fingers like sand. Your heart races in your chest, but only from the fear of forgetting. The girl in your dreams was captivating, with eyes deep enough to swim in. With a trembling hand, you pull up the sleeve of your nightclothes to examine the birthmark on your forearm. It has always been a perfect discolored circle below the wrist of your dominant hand. You heave a shuddering breath and move your arm into the moonlight spilling in through your bedroom window. Your birthmark is now a compass needle, and to your delight and horror, it shifts with your movement, pointing you towards the destiny that you dreamed of. As you watch it, something clicks into place, and a warmth floods your flesh, settling over you like the strongest armor. You grab your sword and begin packing for weeks of travel. The mark on your arm points north, and you know there is a city in that direction. When you leave, you don't look back at the empty bed you leave behind. You travel without rest. And to your shock, the compass needle on your arm points you towards a tiny magic shop in the heart of the city. Oh, a customer. Ooh, they're cute. A weary adventurer from the looks of it, and a powerful one. Come in, come in. We're having a sale on potion. There's nothing under the potion bottles. You look like you've been on the road for a long time. Maybe you need a short rest before doing your shopping? Oh no. You sound very driven. Are you sure you don't want to say what you're looking for? We got some new bags in. They're very well made. With gold hardware? It would match the sheath on your sword very nicely. Whoa, hey! Hey! You're really tired, huh? Come on, have a seat over here. I insist. You won't find what you're looking for in this state. Have you traveled without resting? Right over here. Yeah, easy does it. Take a moment. Breathe. Go in through the nose and let out a long exhale through your mouth. I'm going to get you some tea and a warm cloth, okay? Just let me help you. Do you take cream or sugar? There you go. Let's get some of the dust from the road off your face, okay? I'll have to get quite close. Tilt your head for me. Good. And the other side. Good. You have nice ears. Doesn't that feel nice, though? Aw, good. You have lovely features. I like the shape of your face. Oh yeah, most humans look the same, but there's something distinct about you. You draw the eye. Does your hand hurt? It's dusty too. Let me just pull up your sleeve. There you are. How dare you keep me waiting? Did you think I would be under the bottles of a potion shop? Really? Naturally, it is I, my bound one. The vision of your dreams. The arrow points to me, as you are mine. You have questions, and I have every answer. I stopped talking. Yes, I was just taking you in. You are older. I have decided that I like that. You have skills that will serve me now. What do you do well? I see. That will do. There's a sword at your side, and that will serve me too. You are lovely. Seeing you in the flesh. Ah. I can feel you taking up more and more space in my heart. The obsession is taking root. It's been too long. But I will indulge later. We will be together soon. Our reunion was delayed. I have been captured by an evil wizard. Made to look like a human shop girl. My captor thinks it's amusing to have a great demon forced to run his little item shop. Oh, what? But you see no runes on the floor. So how am I trapped? Aren't you clever? You are quickly proving to be more than just a pretty face. I will not be questioned by what is mine. Your flesh sings to me, dear one. So you will trust in my words. You will accept them, and you will do as I say. Be obedient, and I will worship you. What? You can't nod your head with my hand at your throat. Ah, I'm sorry. Human anatomy fails me sometimes. Your neck is long. I expected you to be capable. Ah. How do you free me from my wizard captor? A much better question. Dispose of him as your skill demands. Once he loses consciousness, or greets death, the spell containing me will be broken, and you'll see me in my true form. And I can finally claim the prize that I came to this wretched plane for. Luck favors you. The wizard is in the basement of the shop. He disguises himself as a normal human, but he's likely stocking shelves with his back to the door. Now, take care of him for me. Not because it's moral to save me, but because I demand it. All great love comes with a cost. Free me and I'll be yours forever. I can't stand this obstacle to you. The feeling of something between us is just agony. Yes, that's why I entered your dream. So clever. Now, do as I ask, to your taste. I'll lock the door behind you. It is done. No. Don't turn around yet. I want to savor this moment. Ah, I knew. I knew you wouldn't fail me. I would never be so consumed by someone who isn't capable. I needed to know you could be as devoted to me as I am to you, my human obsession. Perfect. You did so well. Turn around and look at me for who I am. Ah, such a warm embrace. You sweet thing, my brave little pet. I am going to take you to a place of perfect comfort. You've earned it. What? I was never trapped. Are you trying to feel my hands on your throat again? You're right. He was no wizard, just a shopkeep. It was a test and you succeeded. Though I liked playing the sweet shop girl for a moment, I haven't worn that mask in centuries. Come, Take another deep breath in. Hold it. And a long, slow breath out. Take my hand. Your destiny awaits, sweet human. I need to take you somewhere where you'll be mine forever. I'll never let you go.